أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا إنما الخمر والميسر والأنساب والأزلام رجس من عمل الشيطان فاجتنبوه لعلكم تفلحون صدق الله العظيم. My dear respected elders and brothers, the ayats which I have recited before you are in Surah Ma'idah, in the seventh juz of the Quran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made mention of two social evils in this ayat. One is the taking of intoxicants, and the second is maisir, which is gambling. It is my desire to make mention of one of those evils in today's talk, that is namely gambling. And this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed, it is a final ayat with regard to these two evils. The reason for making mention of it being a final ayat is because gambling and the taking of intoxicants was so widespread and prevalent prior to Islam that it was prohibited gradually in Islam. See, one thing we must realize, many a times you and I, we make mention of the evils of today's environment and society, which undoubtedly is evil, and undoubtedly is a factor leading to many people inclined towards that evil. However, we must realize that the time of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Islam came into being, the environment was just as, if not worse, than what it is presently. One example I will give you. In the 8th Supara of the Quran, 8th Juz, Allah Ta'ala makes mention of an amazing thing. وَإِذَا فَعَلُوا فَاحِشَةً, when they do an act of immorality. And what was this immorality? The Quraysh used to make tawaf of the Baytullah naked. And when they were told, why do you do this? They say, وَجَدْنَا عَلَيْهِ أَبَاءَنَا, we saw our forefathers doing this. And our Lord has commanded us to do so, because our clothes might be or might have been purchased from haram sources. Therefore, taking away the doubt, we would rather do tawaf in such a manner, without clothes. Allah says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْمُرُ بِالْفَحْشَىٰ. Allah Ta'ala does not command immorality. It's impossible for Allah Ta'ala to give a command. To show you the environment which was prevalent at the advent of Islam. But the Sahaba conquered that environment with their will, their determination, and their morality. So many a times you and I also give this excuse that the environment is not good, what can we do? But it is no good an excuse to justify your ill doings and your wrongdoings. Nevertheless, because the Sahaba, it was so prevalent that it was prohibited gradually. The first ayat with regard to gambling and intoxicants came in Surah Baqarah. يَسْأَلُونَكَ عَنِ الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ, they ask you, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, with regard to intoxicants and with regard to gambling. Tell them, فِيهِمَا إِثْمٌ كَبِيرٌ وَمَنَافِعُ لِلنَّاسِ, there is harm, there is benefit. وَإِثْمُهُمَا أَكْبَرُ مِنْ نَفْعِهِمَا, but the harm outweighs the benefit, therefore stay away from it. So in the initial stages, it was left to the conscience of the Muslims. There is harm, there is benefit. The harm outweighs the benefit, therefore stay away from it. But thereafter, this is the final ayat, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it haram. إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ وَالْأَنْسَابُ. Allah Ta'ala makes mention in this ayat that intoxicants and gambling is a filthy habit. They are filthy habits amongst the handiworks of shaitan. فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ, stay away from it. لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ, so that you may be successful. The word used to refer to gambling in this ayat is maisir. Now maisir has several connotations and several definitions. Two connotations and definitions come to the fore and are most prominent when the ulama make tafsir and they commentate on this ayat. One is to get involved in sales and transactions of items and merchandise which are obscure, which are vague. Take, for example, take this box. It is for 5 rand, but you do not know what is in it. It could be something valuable, it could be something useless. It is haram for a Muslim to partake in such a transaction. A small example of it would even be the lucky packet. Buy this for one day, you do not know what you're going to find. In Islam, any particular transaction in which the merchandise or thing is vague, it is not permissible. It's haram to take part in such a transaction. This is part of the definition of maisir. Another connotation and definition of the word maisir is that a game of chance. You give some money with the intention of gaining a tremendous amount of money. That small money that you give could be even a cent. It could even be a 5 cent. I'm giving this with the intention of getting more, getting a huge sum. That also falls under the definition of maisir and gambling in our Sharia. So under this definition, all these lotteries, raffles, scratch cards are haram in our Sharia because they fall under the definition of maisir. Even if these lotteries and raffles are held for the sake of some humane or charitable purposes and objectives, then too it is haram for a Muslim to take part in it. You see, people who gather and garner funds from people on this basis, they assume that people are devoid of goodness. They assume that people have no goodness left in them, and they would not partake, they would not give funds for noble and charitable causes unless there is some sensuous entertainment or there is some sort of benefit to be gained that perhaps they will give. We will give for this raffle, that maybe we will give 10 rand for this cause, that maybe we will get something better, we will get 1,000 or 2,000 rand. Islam does not assume that for the general society. Islam assumes and believes in the general goodness which is inherent in each and every person, that human sympathy which Allah has kept in every person. And Islam asks people who accommodate and accumulate funds that do not appeal to people on sensuous entertainment for the sake of their charity, but assume and ask people on the basis of the goodness of the heart that they have, that give to this particular cause, it is a noble cause. And give to this cause because it is a good cause. Therefore Allah Ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ طَيِّبٌ لَا يَقْبِلُ إِلَّا طَيِّبًا. Allah is pure and Allah does not accept that but what is pure. If Allah is pure, Allah does not accept anything but what is pure. So nevertheless, we just made mention of this under the definition of gambling and maisir. And this is with regard to it, when we must be aware of it. It is sometimes surprising. I mean, we have seen people who have kurtas and beards and women with parda, that they have been taking scratch cards and using it. Completely haram. Under the definition of maisir. After understanding the definition of maisir, let us further understand that there are sound reasons why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prohibited gambling. One of the great reasons is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants people to earn a living and earn their sustenance through productive and honest labor and effort. Therefore, Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had said that the best of all sustenance is that which you have earned with the labor and effort of your own hand. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further said that Nabi Dawood alayhi salatu wa sallam earned his sustenance by making armor himself. The best of all sustenance is that which you earn with your own effort and your own labor. And then in one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, it is better for a person to carry wood on his shoulders from the forest and come and sell it into the city than for him to beg from people. Allah Ta'ala wants people to gain their sustenance from honest effort and labor. However, in gambling what happens is that a person who is a habitual gambler, he is always on the lookout for chance, for luck. He is always waiting for that particular big win, whether it will come in his lifetime or not, it is irrespective. But he is always waiting for that big win. Now that big win takes him away from honest effort and labor. It takes him away from productive effort for the sake of his sustenance. And he, by taking away from his productive effort, he sometimes even loses his own business. He sometimes does not pay attention to his own honest effort and own sustenance. And there he becomes an idler and a parasite upon society many a times, which Allah Ta'ala wants to avoid. That's first, one of the reasons why Allah Ta'ala has prohibited gambling. Another reason for prohibiting gambling is there are innumerable economic evils and ills in gambling. You see, gambling has its own addiction. Each and everyone plays it for a particular reason. The loser plays it because he wants to recover and recoup his losses which he has made previously. The winner plays it because he wants to be greedy and he wants more wins and he wants more. So it has its particular addiction. So what happens is that many a times it reduces even well-to-do people, wealthy people, it reduces them to poverty and destitution. And there is no dearth of examples in our own community. We have seen examples with our own eyes of people who are wealthy and this evil has led them to destitution and poverty. Allah Ta'ala wants to prevent you for your own sake. Therefore Allah Ta'ala says, stay away from gambling. Then Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala in the Quran has made mention with regard to certain harms and evils of gambling. Allah Ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْخَمْرُ وَالْمَيْسِرُ. Intoxicants and gambling. Now one very important thing is, why Allah Ta'ala has made mention of these two evils, two places in the Quran. Once he has made mention of alcohol and intoxicants separately, but that is in the context of don't come near Salat when you are intoxicated. But when Allah makes mention of these evils, gambling and alcohol has been made mention together all the times in the Quran. Why is it so? The ulama write that the reason is because the harmful effects of both on the individual, upon the family, and upon the society are very similar. The harms of gambling and the harms of alcohol and intoxicants are very similar. They are very, very similar. And it was surprising. I once saw a newspaper cutting, and I even kept it one side. And it was even dated, I'll tell you the date, November the 4th, 1989, the Saturday Star. It was captioned, addicts without taking drugs. And it makes mention that biologically, gambling has an addiction which is very similar to an addiction towards alcohol and intoxicants. The Social Welfare magazine, which is printed in America, makes mention that the Gamblers Anonymous was established to help people who are addicted towards gambling, and it is based on another organization which is known as Alcohol Anonymous, which is there to help people who are addicted towards alcoholism. Allah Ta'ala has made mention of this 1400 years ago, that the harms are so together that today we look at science and we say that they have made these discoveries. Allah has made mention of it 1400 years ago. Allah Ta'ala says, رِجْسٌ مِّنْ عَمَلِ الشَّيْطَانِ. This gambling is a handiwork of shaitan. فَاجْتَنِبُوهُ. Stay away from it, O people, لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِهُونَ, if you want to be successful. Then the next ayat goes on to say, إِنَّمَا يُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانِ أَن يُوقِعَ بَيْنَكُمُ الْعَدَاوَةَ وَالْبَغْضَاءَ فِي الْخَمْرِ وَالْمَيْسِرِ. Through the means of alcohol and through the means of gambling, to incite hatred and enmity between people. Shaitan is always on the lookout to create enmity and hatred between people. Therefore, we always got to be on the lookout that we should not bring about enmity and hatred amongst people. As far as possible, look for possible ways of reconciliation rather than looking for ways of enmity and hatred. But here, Shaitan gets a chance of bringing enmity and hatred. And it is not surprising. You see, in gambling, there has to be a loser and there has to be a winner. Now the loser, no matter how composed apparently he might seem very composed. Behind that facade of composure, there is anger. There is frustration at him losing. There is frustration at him not playing a winning game. Now these are sure recipes for enmity and hatred against the person whom he is playing or playing against. Allah Ta'ala says, do not allow shaitan to incite enmity and hatred through the means of gambling. And it definitely will happen because of the reasons that I have made mention. Then Allah Ta'ala makes mention of another important thing. وَيَصُدَّكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَعَنِ الصَّلَةِ. شَيْطَ اللَّهِ. And shaitan through the means of in our objectives in life. وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. Allah has created jinnat and mankind to remember Allah Ta'ala. And shaitan is through the means of his evil taking you away from your objective. And just let me leave you with a thought on this matter. Allah Ta'ala in the Quran says, لَا تُلْهِكُمْ أَمْوَالُكُمْ وَلَا أَوْلَادُكُمْ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. O people, don't even allow your children to take you away from the remembrance of Allah. Allah doesn't like you that because of your children you forsake salat or you forsake the remembrance of Allah. Now even for your children you are not allowed to forsake salat and the zikr of Allah. Would Allah Ta'ala ever approve or Allah Ta'ala like that for the sake of gambling you must leave the zikr of Allah and leave salat? When He doesn't want you to leave salat because of your own children also. فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ Then Allah concludes, would you not stay away from it? This is an amazing ayat, an amazing way Allah Ta'ala has put it. It is an imperative verb which is used in a negative and interrogative manner. The manner of saying it is, Allah has made mention to you the evils of gambling. Allah has said that it is a work of shaitan. Allah has said that it incites enmity and hatred. Allah has said that it takes you away from the zikr of Almighty Allah and it takes you away from salat. After knowing all this, will you still tread that same path or will you stay away from it? Will you stay away from it or not? Allah asks you in an interrogative manner. Will you stay away from it? Any person who has a shred of iman, after listening to this ayat will say, Intahayna, yes Allah, we will stay away from it. You see, when this ayat was revealed, and Nabi Kareem SAW told the Sahaba, and told Anas ibn Malik, go and read this ayat to the people and inhabitants of Medina. Sharab and Khamar was not forbidden at that particular time. They were still taking the glasses of intoxicants and still drinking. As Anas ibn Malik came with this ayat, Allah Ta'ala says, فَهَلْ أَنْتُمْ مُنْتَهُونَ O people, will you not stay away from it? The Sahaba, they were just about to drink that one particular sip. They didn't say, we will take this last sip. They took it and they threw away all the intoxicants that they had in their homes. So much so that the Sahaba said that on that day, wine was freely flowing on the streets of Medina Sharif. Everyone, they just threw away whatever they had. And Hazrat Umar ibn Khattab, when he heard this ayat, he came to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Intahayna, O Prophet of Almighty Allah, we have stayed away. This is how a Muslim will respond to this particular ayat. Then, furthermore, you see, we have certain value systems or something that comes into our minds. Many a time, we are always seeking means of entertainment. One of the arguments that is presented that, no, we are not habitual gamblers, but sometimes, you know, for the sake of fun, for the sake of relaxation, for the sake of entertainment, we will just throw in few of our cents. We will double few cents away. Many people use this. But keeping in mind that Allah has made mention of khamar, intoxicants and gambling together, that particular argument is as absurd as saying, we are not habitual drunkards. We don't drink. But sometimes for the fun of it, we'll just take a small sip. Now can you imagine the absurdity of that statement? That other statement that we don't gamble, but sometimes we just throw away some money, is just as absurd. And then furthermore, it is not the quantity of the money that is haram. Since when the quantity of the money comes into play, it is the concept that Allah Ta'ala has made haram. For you to say that only few cents I'm going to use and it is justifying it, I'm sorry to be crude, but I'm going to make mention of this example for us to understand that it is like saying that it is justified to go to a prostitute only because the fees are less. No one will say that. It is not the fees that makes it haram. It is the whole concept that it is haram. How can you say that I will only use a little bit of money and I will go and gamble? What happens if you win? Are you going to be able to say I'm strong enough to resist the temptation of using haram money? And then keeping in mind the whole principles of Islam, that you don't go and seek temptation, you don't go and confront temptation, you resist temptation as far as possible. Therefore Allah Ta'ala said, لا تقربوا الزنا, don't come near adultery. Because you must not go towards places of temptation. It is imperative for people that we stay away from these type of places where these things are happening so that we don't confront temptation. I mean, in the beginning stages when these sins and sin cities were established, at that time there was a big UN cry, but the euphoria had died down. By and large, we thought there was a stigma and people were not going so much. But now when literally it is at our doorsteps, then we need to stay away from temptation and not go and confront it, but resist it as far as possible. And if you go, even if it is 2 cents that you spend on it, what example are you spending and sending to your children? That it is okay if you use a little bit of money. It is not the concept that it is wrong, it's only the amount of money that you use is haram and wrong. What example are you sending to the future generation? And keeping in mind that we don't any time confront temptation, we stay away from it, we must stay away from these type of places. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we know the famous, when Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was traveling from Medina to Syria, and he came across a place where people had committed sins in the past, and they were destroyed because of their sins. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told the Sahaba that don't look around this place. Keep your head towards the back of your camel and just walk and go quickly through the spaces. We as Muslims don't even go to places where there's sins taking place in abundance. Never mind going to frequent those places. We're supposed to just go away from there quickly. Allah Ta'ala says about the Ibadur Rahman, the pious people of Allah, وَإِذَا مَرُّوا بِاللَّغْوِ مَرُّوا كِرَامًا. When they pass things which are futile, they pass by with honorable avoidance. If they have to pass it, they pass by with kirama, with honorable avoidance and dignity. Then if we partake in that, even if it just means going there, we are unwittingly becoming part and parcel of assisting that evil. And Allah Ta'ala has said, وَلَا تَعَوَنُ وَالْعِفْءِ. Do not cooperate in matters of evil. By going there, spending money there, whether it be in anything, you are unwittingly becoming part and parcel of that entire structure of evil. And remember, this whole concept of casinos is a structure of evil. By partaking there, you are partaking in evil. And Allah Ta'ala has told us in the Quran, وَلَا تَعَوَنُ وَالْعِفْءِ. Do not cooperate in matters of evil, and do not cooperate in matters in things which are wrong. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you the tawfiq of understanding and making amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.